Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Tomorrow, Gordon West, two-way communications, short distance and long distance. You asked for it. It'll be here tomorrow. Today, two-hour special with Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren. Two-hour special on The Matrix. I'm looking forward to this. Welcome, Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren.
Hello, and how are you? How am I coming through?
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday when I went over to your house to see Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy. It was great. Wonderful being there. Absolutely wonderful.
Mentioned, he was delighted to see you. Anytime, please. Yeah.
So today, serious broadcast, right?
Very. And I'll tell you, we get inspirations from time to time. You know, little miracles, little signs, like they're just downloads from heaven, so to speak. And this happened to me last night. Literally, this happened to me last night before I went to bed. And I had a lot of plans I needed to finish on emails and stuff. But my 17-year-old daughter came to me, and she had an existential crisis. Literally everything in a perfect storm. The end of the world as we know it. How does that go again? There's a phrase for that. The end of the world as we know it. And she was basically having, you know, just realizing that. I got distracted here a little bit. short of it, existential crisis, and for the right reason. School. Completely, you know, why are we doing this? The government. Well, what am I learning here? What are they teaching? You know, what am I going to do in this world? Do I need education? Will there be anything in the way, you know, after all of this is said and done? And priorities, you know, everything is scary. Everything's changing. So we literally sat down and we talked about The Matrix. We talked about what is the nature of the world? What is the nature of the medical system? Because that's where I've been for the past 22 years. It's a lie. It's a matrix. It's a system created artificially that makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, it serves a purpose, but it also creates a sick society. But I'm going to expand from there because this is a much bigger reach, much bigger topic, and it involves 17-year-olds who are trying to see if there's a future out there. Or if there is any, you know, any sense in any of this, you know, why are we here? What are we doing? What does it all mean? And if it's all coming to an end, so to speak, you know, hey, what about it? So here's the short of it. One of the main concepts that I had to get to with this beautiful soul who came into my life is why are you here? What is your purpose? What is your nature? And she started with a very and basically, I'm a student. I'm a girl. I'm this and that. I'm so much older. You know, and all the technical details. And then I had to ask, who are you? Who are you? Your body is changing all the time. In another 40 years, you will not be the same person in the mirror or anywhere else. Who are you? And then she. Literally, and what I love about her is that when she gets down into the, you know, into the heart space, she does have all the answers. And she did say, I'm a soul, I'm a spirit, I'm energy. Yes, good. Child of God. Excellent. Now, what does that mean? what does it mean in terms of all this physical stuff and physical reality? And I want to get into the nature of the physical reality as we know it, as I know it. And ultimately, the short of it is, since, not if, since we are a spirit, since we are a soul, we are here in this material world full of trials and tribulations, but this is an amazing opportunity to create, to explore, to be, and to literally just go through it all, the thick, the thin, the heavy, the ugly, the beautiful, and just literally do our best on the physical plane to be a good man or a good woman or a, you know, good human or whatever, whatever that means. And it means different things to different people. And of course, we, you know, we do our best as we go along, and the more we know, the better we do. But even so, always do our best. That's just it. And so this brings me to the nature of the another question of what, you know, the, this brought the crisis in her life. And I'm hoping, I'm not going too fast here, but is the matrix. You know, this is what we talked about, the matrix of society, the matrix of the healthcare system, and the matrix and the lie of the world that we're living in. And the short of it, just like in the movie The Matrix, and I did a show, radio show, with YouTube and Facebook on our other broadcast on Wellness Wednesday. So that happens on a Wednesday, let's see, at 4 to 5 p.m. And there's going to be another, and I'll be talking more about this topic, expanding further on that show as well. So please tune in as well if you get a chance. It'll be the last radio show there, and then we'll go to podcasts. We'll announce how to follow us and otherwise on everything. But, of course, this is an opportunity. It's a chance for me to be here with Vincent and with all of you and to really share with you what came to both my daughter and myself as a revelation in all of this. And this has been a work in progress for me for over 15 years. Exploration, consciousness, who am I, what does it all mean? Matrix. In the movie Matrix, there is this world that this character Neo wakes up from, and then there's this harsh reality. But is it the reality? Because then there's Matrix 2, Matrix 3, Matrix 4, and so on and so forth. And how deep down the rabbit hole do we really go? In other words, what does it all mean? And when we get upset at politics, when we get upset at who is running the country, at the whether or not we'll be able to get to the gas pump today, to the fuel, I mean, whether there will be any money. I mean, who knows whether there's going to be anything whatsoever. I mean, ultimately, seems like this is a time of battle between the good and the evil, so to speak, as I can tell on a physical plane, but also mental, emotional, spiritual, division, anger, frustration, depression. Everything is falling down, all the structures. But is that a good thing or a bad thing, or what does it mean? And ultimately, the answer is, as long as we realize and remember that we are a soul, we are a spirit, and as such, we're here. If I can do something to help, I absolutely will. If I can shine in the light, in the shadow, in the darkness, that's my purpose here. That's what I do. And this is very obvious. It's not about me even being a doctor. Anybody can be a doctor. You know, a white coat is a white coat. You just go through school, you pass tests, and preferably you still have a little bit of a, half a brain cell left so to make your own independent decisions. It's becoming a lot more, difficult with the educational system and all this stuff. So in the end, the true healing, the true freedom, the true everything that we care about and we should care about is in the spirit world, so to speak. I am a soul. I'm a soul. I'm a spirit. And I'm a powerful being. I am truly more powerful than I ever give myself credit for. And here we are thinking that we are the small, insignificant little creatures. And how did that happen? How did it happen? And I don't know when we go to the break, if I have a few more minutes, it's a lie. It's a deception. We have been trained like Pavlov's dogs as a society, and we have been literally trained into submission. And I'd like to talk about, a story of a little elephant, for example, in a circus that gets trained to, hey, I'm helpless. I cannot do anything. There's too many big things around me. And then the elephant gets big and powerful. And then you realize all at once that the power to control the elephant is not on the outside. It's not in how big of a stick you carry. It's in the power of the mind. And who's controlling the mind? How many of us are aware of the power of our minds, of the freedom, of the choice? You know, the world is how I told my 17-year-old. The world is a business. Nobody cares. It's all about money and power. Whether it's governments, countries, politics, red versus blue, media, oh God, everything, literally. It's everything, it comes down to two simple things, money and power. That's it. It's a game. And there's nothing personal about it. So there's no sense getting upset. You know who the players are. The CDC, the FDA, the IRS, I don't know, all the three-letter agencies. They're doing a wonderful job doing exactly what they were planted for. That's it. What's the point of getting upset? This is who they are. This is what they do. If, you know, a dog barks, a cat meows, and, you know, these things do what they do. I mean, so just embrace it, accept it, and just realize what you're dealing with. And realize that nobody's got power over you or over me unless and until we give it away. So what can somebody take away from me? My things, my possessions, license, crap, all the physical stuff that is all around. Well, you know, some of us have been to the place, and so have I especially, where I've had it all and I lost it all, and then I had it all again. So what does it all mean? It's, you know, the material world is a world where we can create. But more important is who we are, authentic best self. And this is what the concept of holism is all about. So this is how this all fell into place when I was talking to my 17-year-old, is that, okay, look at this outside world. See if you can make sense of it. You know, learn the rules. Right now the rules are changing by the second. The matrix is falling. It's recreating. Hey, it's the reality as we know it for now, but you are better than that. You're more than that. So in the end, you are okay. Follow the game, enjoy the game, go with it. And this is that. This is that. Bottom line is, mastery. Mastery. Master your physical being, which means lifestyle, supplementation, exercise routine. Just literally take care of yourself. Sleep. Rest. Allow the beautiful brain to recover. Take care of yourself. Allow yourself to be fully human. This is a vessel. We are honored to live in this vessel. If you knew that you were in a temple, would you take care of the temple? And if you wouldn't, then it's not a temple anymore, is it? And then there's the mental, emotional, and then that's the mastery of that is literally the key to this physical game, to this world game. You master yourself, nobody can control you. You know, I'm not saying you have to control anybody else, but at least do not be controlled. Be free. Ultimately free. And, of course, we're a spirit. We are a soul. And everything, absolutely everything is one. Absolutely everything is oneness. And once we realize that there is no division, this is where the evil, this is where the devil, so to speak, is. Decision and division, and you know, this group against that, and this with all this negative emotions. That's how the devil feeds, so to speak. We don't have to give it to them, anyhow.
We're going into a break, right. We'll be right back after a few short commercial announcements. Dr. Sergei Shealy Sorens with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorens with us. And it's a brilliant presentation. Is my understanding correct that your 17-year-old daughter had come to the realization that she has been and continues to be bombarded by local and national and world events that are totally out of control, that almost everything that comes from corporations and almost everything that comes from the mainstream media is a lie or at least a misrepresentation of the facts, and it's overwhelming? Is that the situation?
Right, so, Vincent, absolutely. And this is a tough kid. This is a tough kid. You know, we talk all the time. I mean, I do my best to prepare her for the world that she's entering in school and otherwise, just to keep open mind, keep a independent mind, and just see, hey, how interesting, you know? Well, I'll check it out later as well, you know? But everyone gets overwhelmed, and young people are going to get overwhelmed, especially, but even those of us who've been around for a while, and when I mean around, you know, we've seen a few changes, a few presidents, a few decades, and some of us more than others, you know, this is, you know, question is, what is going on in the world that we know it, as we know it? And is there going to be a world? And so what happens? So I just want to, Vincent, may I talk also about an interesting thing that I read, or a friend actually forwarded me, Lou Cassidy. You probably know him as well as I do.
Oh. Lou Cassidy, very, very dear friend, one of the most kind, gentle, giving people on the planet. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful friend.
True brother, yes. You know, over the heart to me, literally, brother from another
yes.
mother. Well, we're all brothers and sisters. I mean, yes. That's just how it works. But, you know, so, well, Lou introduced me and he asked me a question and he would hear a concern in his voice. And I don't like to hear concern in my friend's voice or, you know, or people that I care about. And I care about the entire world, as a matter of fact, because you know, everything is one. So I want to bring this forth. Boston University has published a study, or Fox actually published something coming out of Boston University regarding what appears to be a modification of the coronavirus. In other words, where they reported that it's now they created a strain which is now 80% more virulent, killing in mice, and so on and so forth. And it's stated very plainly. It's like, okay, this is what it is. Boom. Researchers doing this and this and that. These are the universities. And then it goes clearly into the first thing to say. Now, this, of course, is not a gain of the function or something of whatever the terms, the, you know, BS that's being used in bold letters. So, you know, you look at that and you're like, oh, okay, take it into a negative, and that's what are we trying to say here. And last but not least, how does the article end? And this is, I think, on Fox, which is supposed to be the good guys if you're on one side or, you know, certain side of the fence. So, and how does it end? Well, here it is, folks, you know, deal with it, you know. So, fear. What's the first thing that came into my mind when I saw this? Like, fear. Oh, shit. You know, why, you know, on what levels? Number one, because I work as a doctor. So the sicker people get, the harder my life gets. And, you know, it's not about my busyness. It's about, you know, I don't like to see people suffer unnecessarily. And if this is a genocide of something or something going on and we can say something about it, that's another thing that inspired me today. So I'm really coming out with everything that I got here. No, you know, no hold bars. So please, you know, here it is. Here I am. And I'm just saying to the world, WTF, exactly. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing, folks? You know, how are we as spirits, as souls, tolerating this nonsense? How are we, and how are we willing to feed this energy? Because here's again, say Fox reporting on this, and they're supposed to be the truth tellers. But what's the end result? Fear, 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 fear. Now, if there is a strain that is terrible, guess what you got to do? You got to take care of your health. You gotta follow the holistic blueprint, and then don't worry about what happens. Your body knows how to is much more infinitely wiser than anything that you've got with our brain cells or our understanding of who we are or this thing called science. You know, trust the science has become a joke. I mean, to me, anyhow, but to a lot of my friends. And are we going into a break?
Yeah, we're going to the bottom of the hour break, and I'm glad you brought this up because this is something that we talked about here at USA Prepares last week. This is really, really serious.
If you're about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing Texas and Oklahoma some much-needed rainfall to the region. Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, and multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons are among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, as the Democrats have had exclusive control of Washington, D.C. for the last 2 years. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the D.C. comic supervillain turned anti-hero Black Adam in a movie for years. The movie landed well over $67 million on its opening weekend. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's going to be sliding.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I was listening intently to what you've been saying. And it's understandable that young people today are overwhelmed. I mean, literally, the news at the bottom of the hour just commented on how multiple countries are threatening to attack the United States of America with nuclear weapons. So we have, as you mentioned, we have the gasoline problems. We don't know if what's going to happen with gasoline and shortages, and the prices of everything are going up. The American dream has been blown up, meaning young people getting that jobs, studying hard in school, working really hard to get a great education, to get that job, and grow as the company grows, and you know, have that house with the yard, maybe a car or two in the driveway, and maybe a small boat on a trailer, you know, ultimately, and enjoy vacationing. That's over. It's over. It can't be done even with a minimum wage of $16 or $17 or $18 an hour. It's still unaffordable for a young person to get ahead. It's just brutal. And I can understand. I can understand what young people are feeling. Because we didn't feel that when we were growing up. We actually thought that we could, you know, with hard work, results, actually have a wonderful life. We thought that. But now it's disaster after disaster after disaster. The weather manipulation, the drought, the toxins in the food, the toxins in the air. You're absolutely positively right, and so is she. And I have a suggestion, and I've worked on this, and I'm delayed in making it a reality, but we've decided to convert part of our farm to a campground so that people can literally come out here and see that there really is a wonderful planet that we have, the great outdoors, to see that it's not just living in a small bubble where we're bombarded with bad news 24/7. There actually is potential for getting out and seeing the world. You know, I'm not talking about travel. I'm talking about nature. And nature is wonderful, and we need to hang on to it. And young people need to know about that. So what I'd like to do is extend to you an invitation to have your daughter come out here and spend some time with our son, and they can actually walk around the farm and see the ponds, the stream, the wildlife, and nature, and the absolute peace and quiet.
I understand. I know the property. I would love to take you up on that. That is wonderful. I'm actually watching out of my back. You know, I didn't go to the office today. When this hit me, I said, you know, this is going to be these 2 hours. I'm just going to give everything I got, and you know, the rest of the day, hey, I'll do whatever else is left or I can do. But this is literally the entire reason why I woke up today, and maybe the reason why I was born, just to share all this. And maybe help somebody understand and live a better life. And there's actually solutions. There's easy solutions in light of all of this. So as bad as it sounds, an instant, at least, we both have outlined how terrible everything is, and I'm not saying it's not. You know, physical reality is, it is what it is. We can have wishful thinking, but again, if it's raining outside, and I wish it's sunny, I'm just going to get wet regardless, whether I believe it or not. It's just whether I want to acknowledge it or not as well. But hey, it's all part of the human psyche, and humans complicate stuff above and beyond. That is where the control comes in. So the question is, take back the control, and that's the solution. That's the holistic way. And the short of it, without going into specific details, is that most of us think that we were physical bodies. If this is you'll be able to agree with me on this podcast, and you're not able to open your mind further, it's okay. It's a little keyhole. Start with there. When you start feeling better physically, you can start to get into a better mental, emotional space, and that will open up further. And then at some point, the ultimate ascension is, I am a spirit, I am a soul, I am beautiful, I am amazing, I am powerful. And all of this stuff, all of this test, all of this apocalyptic type things, well, how about the veil being lifted, and now we see the truth. We see the ultimate truth of the reality, good and evil, so to speak. But it's more so, the devil is not that scary. I'm just going to say that. I do sessions in the clinic with hypnosis induction, and I work with a lot of people who have terrifying pasts. And things that I cannot even say on the radio. I mean, just right now, it's just so terrible. If you can imagine it, it has happened, and I have seen it in my patients' lives, and I've experienced some of that stuff myself. So it exists. There is shadow. something coming in. There is shadow. There is something, and again, to deny it is not the truth. It's there. But the other truth is, you turn the light on in the room, any room, doesn't matter what size, and where does the shadow have to be? Nowhere. It looks scary. It's intimidating. This is why we call it the I say everything is a mind game, but it's beyond that, because mind can be controlled, manipulated. You know, we are literally part of the chessboard, and there's multiple levels of chess being played on political level, on national, international, ultimately on cosmic level. But I guess into the greedy, little details, down to as far as people are willing to go, and it's going to go even deeper than that. It's just the way the world is. So it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up that we have a physical body for whatever reason. I don't understand why I'm here, but I'm here. So this is my temple. This is my vessel, lifestyle. We talk about this all the time, nutrition. If you're not eating right, you want to treat your vessel with the respect that you would treat a house of worship, literally. Same for exercise, sleep, rest, anything that makes you feel like crap or is bad for you. And I can go through a million things, just for the sake of being on point. I'm just going to say, you know what the bad habits are. And if you don't know, then talk to a holistic doctor. And I will tell you all about it. And if you want to do something about it, there you are. It's your life. You take charge and you get the results. You win. That's it. Or you choose to go the other way, that's okay. Again, you win the other way too. You get what you choose. It's consequences and actions. Very simple. It's not that complicated in terms of life. You don't like the outcome, change the pattern. How do we do that? How do we work with the mind and the brain? Biogenics, orogenic training, biofeedback, resetting that entire wiring that has been set in motion by society, by family, by culture, by whatever other factors, by traumas, the little elephant literally, growing up thinking that they are indeed powerless. No, it's an illusion. It's a lie. And that's what this is. So if I can get people to wake up one way or another, hey, once you've got the light on, you already, the shadow does not come in. It can't. It can try. And again, it's hard to break patterns, but if that's what you want to do, you got it. The world is yours. And then, of course, there's the spiritual. I am. And once we realize that, there is no crisis. There is no concern. Noah's Ark is a beautiful thing. It's a reset. Well, I'm just going to stop there for now. Vincent, I'm sure you've got a million things to say, and so do I, but please. Yeah.
Well, I have a couple comments.
Yeah.
So this summer, Dr. Shealy was having, your dad, he was having, yeah, a tough go of it. He was shedded by the coronavirus vaccine. It really, really played it. It was tough on him. But what he did was he wanted to garden. He really wanted to garden. And he was visualizing what he was going to do in his garden, how it was going to look. And so Lou Cassidy and you and your wife, Lindy, and I talked about it, how we could make this a reality, how we could make this happen. And so then he had the garden. And we brought him out to the garden, and he was grinning from ear to ear. And it changed, it took away some of the pain that he was feeling, because his mind was in his garden. And that, I think, is one of the things that you're talking about, that a lot of this is in our mind, and we can push away some of the things that are just driving us to anger. And I wanted to share something that our son says. Sometimes I'll go up to him and I'll say, he'll be working on something, and I'll say, how about, and he'll say, Dad, that's not my problem. What he's saying is, he is detaching. He's detaching from things that he can't influence. He won't commit the energy to becoming bogged down with other people's problems because of some of the stupid things that they do. And so, we could go around and help people and help and help and help. And I like doing that, but it's overwhelming because they make so many mistakes serially. So he will say, Dad, that's not my problem, comma, there's nothing I can do about that. What he means is he's tried, He's tried to help, but it doesn't take hold. They're not interested, so it is now no longer his problem. So Dr. Shealy has a word for that. I believe that this is what he means, and he calls it detachment. There's some things that we just can't do, like what you talked about with the Boston University lab, where the scientists have created a deadly COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. That's pretty serious stuff. So can we do anything about that? Well, maybe, but probably not. So if a resume comes across our desk and we're in a hiring position and there is an applicant who has just received a degree from Boston University, we say, you know, wait a minute. Aren't you the guys that were playing with fire, that were trying to kill 80% of the mice that you experimented with this lab-generated pandemic? I'm afraid we're not going to be able to hire you. Okay, that's something we can do if that resume comes across our desk. But if it doesn't, we probably can't do anything about it. So why would we be all consumed about worrying about it, other than just improve our health, that's what you were saying. Just improve our health so if it does come airborne our way, or physically our way, or sprayed overhead, that we are in the best position to fend it off with good health and a strong immune system. I think that's what you're saying. Is that right?
Exactly. And may I just add a little, just quick summary? And I say this all the time, every radio show. God doesn't make junk. We are made, humans are made in the image and likeness in many ways, as I understand, especially our consciousness, our mind, or at least our potential for that, and the potential for the light, and the potential to overcome anything and everything. And if any kind of pharmaceutical or any industry or any government thinks that it can eradicate the human race, well, first of all, they're going to shut themselves down. It'll be self-fulfilling prophecy on their end. So, I mean, not very smart, but again, whatever it is, it is. Ultimately, you know, the light of the Lord, the light of the creation, the light of the what I call the good, so to speak. I'm not even going to say good or bad. Turn the light on. Where will the shadow go? Nowhere.
God doesn't make junk, but free will let man turn God's creation into junk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, I understand what young people are thinking and going through. I just did a quick calculation. So when I came to your house yesterday, I could have taken a pickup truck, an old Chevy 2004. We have a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, 1999. And if I were to fill up that Dodge pickup truck, it would be, at today's price, $177. $177. Wow. Diesel is $5.19. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is it ties to what I was saying about young people. When they see these numbers and they see how long they have to work to get a tank of gasoline or a tank of diesel fuel, it's brutal. It's like they're working to fill up the tank. And there's nothing left over. It's really it's got to be all consuming. And as you were talking about these events and what to do, and what was coming to me was, I have an answer, and that involves you and me, your family and mine, and that is, we actually need to have a camp, literally where we invite young people to come and we actually talk about these things and show them that life is not what they're being. It's more than they think it is. There's more out there for them. They can actually get away from the oppressive world that they're living in cities. They can get away from that. They do not have to be there. But they have to be willing to open their eyes, and they have to be willing to listen, and they have to be willing to try to implement what they learn to change their lives. And I'm thinking, now, just a walk to see the frogs in the pond, and it sounds silly, but how many city children get a chance to see frogs in a pond?
Mm-hmm.
How many get a chance to see birds and deer and snakes and turtles and you know, the food animals? And where do eggs come from? They don't come from the store. They get sold at the store, but they don't come from the store. So there's so many lessons that your family, you, I, our children can teach. And I'm thinking that to prove this point, I think it would be wonderful the next time you're here to bring your daughter, your wife, you and your wife are going to come here to visit, and we're going to look at your cars, and we're going to talk about preparedness. And I think it'd be wonderful if your daughter and our son, just when you're here, they took a walk around the farm to look around to see. Just
absolutely.
To see. And
absolutely.
And then I think you and I should talk on the air about what she said on the way home. Mom, Dad, here's what I saw, here's what I learned. And then share that from your daughter's perspective. Maybe I'm wrong about this whole thing.
No, I believe you're correct. Quite correct.
I literally, you know, our children went to karate class. And we homeschooled all of our children. And what happened was they started out in the public school. And our lives were run by the school's calendar and the school's clock. And we were always late. I mean, to go to karate class, we were always late. No matter how I went, which route I took, we were always the last ones there. And I would always apologize to the instructor, sensei, and I'm sorry we're late, but there's nothing I can do. And one day I finally said to him, I got it. I know how to fix this. We won't be late anymore. We're going to take our children out of school. We're going to remove their clock and their calendar from our lives.
But also,
and everything became more simple. And so that was something that we did. And so the point of that is you really, class, you do not have to totally live by the rules that you think you have to live by. You really don't. And your children can learn more, way more. Way more, because your children don't have to learn at the speed of the slowest student in class. Your children can learn at their speed, which I'm pretty sure is way faster than the slowest child in their class, which is holding up the entire class.
You know, Vincent, this is the vision that I have, for not just for ourselves, but a vision for the universe, a vision for all the good people out there, because all people are potentially good if we decide to do so, whatever that means, to the best of our capacity. Homesteading, that's basically, we are so used to high-powered industrial, centrally run society that we forgot about the basic building unit. Homesteading, family, land,
right.
Nature,
right.
That's beautiful, yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back for hour number two with Dr. Sergei Shealy's son, Dr. Norm Shealy's son. I'm talking about the Matrix. You can change your class. You really can. And the proof is we have. Dr. Shealy has. He's changed. He used to be in the Matrix, and he left it very early. I left it. Kyle left it. Dr. Sergei Shealy Soren left it. We'll be right back. Kathy left it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.